Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do.
Tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airwaves and skyways on this morning and bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle and all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that just continually to be a loyal, faithful listener of the Old Ship of Zion. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. So I just want you to stay encouraged. Hallelujah. And don't let anyone steal your joy, for they didn't give you your joy. So don't give them the satisfaction of taking it away. Hallelujah. And I just want to take this podium once again, this stage, take this opportunity to send condolences out to you that has lost loved ones. Hallelujah. And to just let you know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement. You have disciples, you have prayer warriors, you have sojourners, you have men's and women's all around this planet that are praying for you and with you. Hallelujah. In your hour of a great loss. And so you might feel like you're all alone on the bodily side, but just take courage and know that you are not alone on the spiritual side, that you have men's and women's all around this planet, including myself, Overseer Ward, is praying for you daily. Hallelujah. God tell us to pray always for one another. So if we're going to stay intact with God's word and his command that he has set out for you and I, then we will follow those principles in praying for one another, sharing each other's burdens. Hallelujah. That's what God has lined out for you and I. So I just want you to be encouraged and may God just bring about restoration unto your soul. Hallelujah. And God bless you and keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go right now and open up the chat room, get it available for you so you can walk in, hallelujah, and just get you a good seat, hallelujah, get you a good seat and bring all your digital devices, hallelujah, may it be your laptop, may it be your tablet, may it be your smartphone. I call them our digital toys, so I'm just asking you, bring all your digital devices aboard, because we're living in a high-tech world. Everything is digital, electronically inclined, so you just bring aboard all your toys. If you have any, breakfast meals or any spirit drinks, not, you know, liquor, alcohol, but may it be soda, or juices. May it be your latte or your OJ or your water beverages. Bring them aboard as well. And just allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God as I know it to be, because I am bringing you strictly by the word of God. I mean by the word, not around the word, but I mean through the word of God, as he had it printed in these 66 books. Like I always far state, I don't add to the word of God, and neither shall I take it away. Those that take away the word of God and add to it, God is going to do likewise. So in order to stay in good standing with God, we are to do as God has lined out and laid out for you and I. He's already stipulated his word and what he wants us to do. And so we are to continue to carry it out. You know, I tell you, so much going on, but I don't want to get into that right now because I still have some more things to do yet. But anyway, like I said, just bring your beautiful selves on in here in the chat room. Hallelujah. And just have your seat and just, you know, go along with me as I implement the words and the scripture readings and the verses, where you can go back, you know, at a later time and read what I have presented to you on this morning. Hallelujah. So I just thank you once again. I have to always just extend, you know, my gratitude and just let you know that I love you. You know, like I said, I might seem like a hard, you know, core, you know, is bringing the word of God, but that's just me. But deep down inside, I'll give you my last dime. I'll give you the shirt off my back. I'll give you the shoes off my feet. That's the kind of woman I am. I will give you my last. But I have to, you know, bring it across as God give it unto me. You know, that's all I'm doing. I'm just delivering what God has told me to do. I'm a mimic of God. I'm his messenger. So I just mimic what he already has laid out before you and I. So I just want you to know that I love you. Hallelujah. And I just, you know, I just bring it across straight, you know, down the line. That's the way Jesus does. Jesus don't, you know, try to beautify the word. And, you know, he don't try to, pull any punches. But God just tell it like it is. You know, we live in a world, if they can tell you and our children and our grandchildren, our nieces and our nephews about sex, and all this explicit stuff, surely we can come across rightly divining the word of truth before a lost world. You know, and so that is what I'm doing, is I'm just coming across as God will allow, dictate to me, instruct me, and give me discernment of his word. So that's what Overseer Ward is all about. But far as my heart, I love you. I love each and every one. It's not a soul on this planet that I don't love. I don't go by the color creed of our skin, because we are all God's children. God is not coming after a church of color. God is coming after a church, he said, without spot or wrinkle. So I know I got to love everybody if I am intending to see God's face. If I'm intending to live with God, and that is my expectations. That's why I'm living the life that I'm living. Because I want to see God. I'm not just wasting my time and God's time. But I am living to live again. And you should too. Be living to live again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so like I said, you know, I love each and every one. Those that I have come in contact with, and those of you that I've never laid eyes on in this life, I love you. And if you are all about it, you're about Jesus, spreading the good news, his message, then you will do the same. You will love everybody and anybody, you know. And when you see things that's not of God, and God, you in your heart, to call them out on it, then you do that. You're not pointing fingers. You're not being judgmental. But you're delivering God's word. Because that's the reason that we have committed our life to God, is because God has to prick us in our heart to cross and bring us over. We had to cross over from the sinful life to a spiritual life of Christ. See? So God had, we had to read God's word. and get an understanding in order to be subdued, to give our life over to God. Say, well, you know, I'm tired of this lifestyle that I'm living. So now, you know, I want to change over and I want to live the life of Christ. So that's what that is, you know. You're not pointing fingers when we call things as they are. You're not pointing fingers. People be quick to say that you're judgmental, but you're not judgmental when you are bringing it right out the word of God. That's the way God said it, and that's the way you are to present it as God said it, not to take away and not to add anything. Hallelujah. But anyway, like I said, I got to keep it moving. We're going to now go into our opening prayer, and I'm going to put up the numbers for the prayer request line. The number that you can call in and speak live with yours truly, this Overseer Janice Swart. And those numbers are 1-646, hallelujah, 1-646-230-74. Those are the numbers you can call in. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to put the numbers up again because I don't think they went across. But anyway, like I said, you can call in and speak live to the host. That's Overseer Janice Swart. And make your request known. You know, you don't have to be shy. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you with every beat of my heart. I tell you, just from the very core of my being, I love you, and God knows that. I wouldn't be up this time of morning, you know, presenting unto you the divine word of God if I didn't love God and if I didn't love you. You know, I'm here to win souls for the kingdom of God. That is my sole purpose of being here. Is to introduce Jesus to those that has not had a personal relationship with God. So right now, without any further ado, I'm going to ask you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in our opening prayer. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. We just thank you because you are such a gracious God. Oh, we thank you, God. And I know that we cannot thank you enough for all the things that you have done for us and you continually to do in the lives of your people. All of us are your people, whether we are saved or unsaved. We are still your people. You created each and every one of us, you know. So all of us belong to you. Whether we choose to live the life of Christ or not, we still belong to God. Hallelujah. So I want to introduce to some and present to others. Hallelujah. Our Lord and our Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Over 2,000 light years ago, he walked this earth. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to assemble together again, God. We just thank you. We'll assemble together, God, around the spectrum. Lord, we know that this planet that we're on right now, we know that this is not our eternal destination, but we know that you have already in waiting a mansion that was not built by mortal man, but you are the craftsman, you are the creator. And we know one of these old historical days, God, you will crack those clouds with your heavenly angels, saints of God, your reward with you when you come, and all of your glory and your beauty and your omnipotent power. But until that day come, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, on this morning to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, words of encouragement, words of wisdom, each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll allow the Church of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to go on into a program. We're going to take you live into a service that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And I will be with you 90 minutes. And we will bring unto you the second half of this program. And it is the Hymns of Zion. That is our second half of our program. And at the conclusion, though, of our first half of the program, you will be prompted to call in. Those of you that have prayer requests, I have allotted time for you to call in. And you can call in at the conclusion of this program, and we will welcome your prayer petition. We will pray with you that God will honor your prayer petition that you have placed before the throne of God. All right, our sermon on tonight, entitled Do No Harm. I'll say that one more time. Do no harm. And you know, we're living in a society and in a world, global world, where people are being beat down. They're being shot at. They're being spit upon. They're being cursed out using bad profanity language and with no, you know, just no mercy, no regards for the human life itself, the human being, you know. It's just like the people in this world, some of them is gone wild, you know. They don't have any regards for human being anymore, you know. And they don't have to have a reason to do you any injustice. They don't have to have a reason. They don't have to have a cause. But we know that it is the satanic force that are running rampant in our world. But we're talking about do no harm. And that means that God wants you and I to love one another. Hallelujah. Because we know that God is love. And we don't have to be, you know, hypocritical of anyone to love our neighbors. And we also know that we have some of our churches in today's world that, you know, don't mind telling you to keep out, you know. And so we have come to find out that Paul says otherwise in his teaching. You know, he tells us to love one another, and we look out for one another, not just in our own ambitions and deceit, but we are to esteem one another and not being selfish, you know, but love always. Hallelujah. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about love. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it reads this, hallelujah. It says, nothing be done through selfish ambition or deceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Philippians 2 and 3. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture. And it reads this, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Samuel 16 and 7. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. All right, we're going to read our third key scripture. And it says that just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. All right, we're going to move on down to our fourth key scripture. Hallelujah. Let me find it right quick, if I can, quickly, as I want to say. All right, and it says that greet Priscilla and Aquila, who risked their own necks for my life. That scripture reading is coming out of love, Romans 16:3-4. And our final key scripture is, love does not harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 13:10. Hallelujah. And so we know that, hallelujah, in all of our relationships as Jesus followers, you and I and us, we can choose to think, hallelujah, that we're superior, or we can humbly serve the interests of others. But Paul, the apostle, tell you and I and us, he said, let nothing be done through selfish ambitions of deceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you and I and us look out not only for his or her own interests, but also for the interests of others. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, Philippians 2:3-4. And you and I and us, we can learn to consider others' needs more importantly than our own. As we focus on Jesus' example, he took the form of a bondservant and gave himself up for us. Who, hallelujah, I mean, I'm sorry, when we fail in valuing others, his sacrifice for you and I shows us the humble, better way. So Jesus, hallelujah, tell us to love one another better than ourselves. He said that joy comes from putting others' welfare ahead of your own. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we also know that there was a town where they was demolitioning a church. And it was told that its built was in 1930. And they said that the windows of the empty church had been removed, but the doors remained in place for several days. Then a bulldozer began knocking down the walls. But they said that each set of doors around the church building held a message written in giant fluorescent orange block letters saying, keep out. Unfortunately, some churches whose doors are open convey that same message to visitors whose appearance doesn't measure up to their standard. No fluorescent giant-sized letters is needed. But with a single disappearing glance, some people communicate, you're not welcome here. How people look on the outside, of course, is not an indicator of what is in their heart. We know that God's focus is on the inner life of people. He looks far below the surface of someone's appearance. We go into the law of 1 Samuel 16:7. And he said what he desired for us to do as well. He also knows the heart of those who appear to be righteous, but are full of hypocrisy on the inside. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 23:28. God's message of welcome, which we are to show to others, is clear. He says to all who seek him, everyone who thirsts, come to the water. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 55:1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you welcome all of your family and you have welcomed me. Show me how to be an acceptance of others as you are. May I reveal your heart of love. No one knows what it means. Hallelujah. When you say God is love, unless you and I and us, you are to show love in everything that you do. When you travel to and for in your itinerary, you are to show love. Jesus is love. Hallelujah. You don't look at the person out of garments, may not always, you know, smell like a bed of roses, but you are to love that person. Hallelujah. In spite of, you are to love that individual as God has loved you. You know, we're living in a time to where people, that want to hear the word of God are being turned away. They're being turned away because people don't want to be bothered, you know, because they say you smell, you know, you smell too bad. The scent, you know, it would just upset the church. So, you know, you can't come in here. And all that person is wanting to do is just hear a word of inspiration where he might have another moment of a desired life to live. Because he might have been contemplating, she might have been contemplating suicide. No one knows. But you are to love that person in spite of, even if you, you know, you had to make reservations, make accommodations for that person to hear the word of God. Because, you know, in the end, you will be judged for what you've done in this whole body. May it be good or not so good. We will all be judged according to our works. Hallelujah. So we're talking about do no harm on this morning. We're talking about loving our neighbor because we know that God is love. And to, you know, put our own self-ambitions aside, others in this Christian journey. Hallelujah. And we are told that that was a book festival. Hallelujah. And that thousands of people who enjoy browsing for books attended this discussion. That was an acclaimed author that was also in the midst. And he advised some of the professional writers he told the young authors to write a book that you want to find on the shelves. So you know that that's a powerful recommendation, is to write a book that you would want, that you would want to find on the shelves, because we know that we find a lot of books that's out of commission and they didn't make good sales, and some of them was returned, and some of them was, you know, had been sent to some of the discount stores, you know, just for a dollar, penny on a dollar, you know. But this author has implemented to the young authors to write a book that they would want to find on the shelf. So now, what if you and I decided to live the way we wanted everyone else to live? And so we go into the law of Luke 6:27-36, where Jesus urged his followers to pursue a lifestyle that demonstrates God's mercy to all. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. He also said that generosity and a lack of retaliation should characterize our reactions, hallelujah, to unreasonable treatment. Jesus concluded that just as you want men to do to you, you are also to do them likewise. Impossible, you might say. Yes, it is. Coming from my own recumbent, it is very impossible. But if we rely on our own strength and resolve, yet again, if we rely on the strength that comes from the Spirit, the resolve comes from remembering how God has treated you and I and us. We know that he is kind to the unthankful and also the evil. Therefore, be merciful just as your Father also is merciful. Hallelujah. That is a life we all long to see. We know that Christianity is not just Christ in you, but it's Christ living his life through you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We are to treat each other as we would want ourselves to be treated. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And that's what God is instructing you and I to love our neighbor as we would want to be loved, and to not, you know, be cruel, but be loving. When we show the love of God, we are being lovable. That's the way God would want you and I to be. Loving and lovable, Christ-like. You know, not with malice and hatred, you know, and envy and strife, but to love as Jesus would love. That is what God is requiring of you and I, to love our neighbor and do no harm, he says. You know, sometimes I know, you know, there's people that's in your circle or in your family. You know, you just, you know, you say, ooh, I wish I, you know, wouldn't have to deal with this person. You don't necessarily have to deal with them, but you do have to love them, you know. You have to love them because Christ told you and I to love them as Christ has loved you and I. You know, so if we are wanting to see God, then we must obey the rules, hallelujah, that God has set out. You know, we have to love as God has implemented you and I. He says, love your neighbor. Love your enemy. And those who spitefully use you. He said, love those as well. Because in the end, you know, they're going to figure like, you know, they've done you some injustice. But they're going to soon find out later on, you know, that it worked out in your favor. In your good, for your good, you know. God said he worketh all things for yours and mine and our good. And that's what God said. So just know that when people feel like they're getting over on you or using you because, you know, you're kind, then you just keep on being kind, you know. Don't let nobody steal that from you. You keep on being kind. You keep on being that sweet person, you know, that God is wanting you and I to be. And we know that in the end, you know, God's going to get the glory. God's going to get the glory, and we will get the praise, you know. Because we know that, hallelujah, that God is love. Like I said, God is love. And so we are to implement that same love. And we're told that in the year of, it was the month of September in the year of 1838. We're told that it was a daughter and I think a father, hallelujah, of a lighthouse keeper. They spotted a shipwreck and there were some survivors that was offshore. And the daughter and the father courageously rowed their boats a mile through rough waters to rescue several people, I was told. And they said that this, you know, humane gesture that she had implemented, it enabled her to become a legend for her compassionate heart and her steady hand in risking her and her father's life to rescue others, hallelujah. And we know that in this life, we don't know what it might entail, hallelujah. We don't know what we have to do, who life we might have to save or rescue, we don't know. But one thing that is sure and that is certain, that when we're doing it for the glory and honor of God, we know that God, hallelujah, will carry us through. God will look out for us. God will be our protector. Hallelujah. You know, so all we got to do is just, you know, implement the love of God. Sometimes we risk our life when we run out in the middle of the street to get a little toddler that has run out there for a ball, you know. Our first instinct is to run out there. We don't know if cars is going to kill us in the process, but we know that there's a little child that has run out there. And so we go out there in pursuit of that little child. You know, that little child life can be taken in a second. You know, so we know that we run into a crisis that where we could have got killed ourselves. You know, there's people that has had blown out tires on the highway, you know, and they pull over on the shoulder of the road, and there's other motorists that stop to lend a hand, and they get out to help the individual that has had the blown tire to get their own life taken. There another motorist come by, run over them, you know. There might have been a drunk driver. Somebody didn't see them in time. Could have been a hazard in the road. Could have been the weather, storm, you know, that brought this about. So we don't know what our lives might entail on this Christian journey. But we are told from God to love and do no harm. Hallelujah. So this is what this father and daughter did. They rescued those, hallelujah, that were stranded. Hallelujah. And they even put their own lives at stake. But like I said, the Apostle Paul tells us of another woman who risked their lives to rescue others. And that was Priscilla and Aquila, his fellow workers in Christ. Their own neck for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 16 and 3 through 4. We're not told exactly what risk Paul was referring to, but with beating and imprisonment, shipwrecks, threats of death, so common to Paul's ministry, it's not hard to see how this couple could have put themselves in harm's way, hallelujah, to help their friends. Apparently, Paul's rescue was more important to them than their own safety. We know that rescuing others, whether from a physical or spiritual danger, it often carries a risk. But you and I and us, we are to take a risk by reaching out to others. We reflect the heart of our Savior who gave up so much for you and I and us. We know that the hand of God protects our way when we would do his will. Even when we take a risk, we know he's with us still. When you've been rescued, you'll want to rescue others. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're talking about do no harm. Love does not harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Romans 13 and 10. And we find out that many consider the ancient Greek physician Hippocrates as the father of Western medicine. He understood the importance of following moral principles in the practice of medicine and is credited with writing the Hippocratic Oath, which still serves as an ethical guide for today's medical doctors. One key concept of the oath is to do no harm, implies that a physician will do only what he thinks will benefit his patients. The principles of doing no harm extend our relationship with others in our everyday life. In fact, we know that benevolence is essential to New Testament teaching about loving others and reflecting on the law of God. Paul sees that love is the extent behind many biblical commands. Love does not harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Each day, you and I and us are to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. That follow his principles. When we are faced with choices that we affect the lives of others, when we choose a course of action, we should ask ourselves, does this reflect Christ's concern for others, or am I only concerned for myself? We know that such a sensitivity demonstrates, hallelujah, the love of Christ that seeks to heal the broken. Our prayer should be, Lord, I admit that it is not easy for you and I and us to be consumed with mine in our own self-interest and wants our needs. Thank you that you showed us how to be concerned for others too. Help me and you and us, hallelujah, to follow your example in caring for others. We know that caring for the burdens of others help us to forget about our own. Our sermon on this morning is been, do no harm. Love your neighbor. Love those that spitefully use you. Hallelujah. Let those that don't look so good, don't smell so good, open the doors of the church. Hallelujah. To your fellow sister, your fellow brethren that need a word from the Lord. They need a kind word to enable them to make it through one more day, make it through one more night, make it through one more starvation, one more day of cruelty, one more day of verbal abuse, one more day of being raped, one more day of being beaten, one more day of being ridiculed, one more day, hallelujah, of being put down and of told that there are nothing. They all need is just a kind word from you that makes all the difference in one life. Hallelujah. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. As Jesus Christ has implemented in his word. Hallelujah. And you'll be glad that you did. Hallelujah. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old Triple Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Triple Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to bring unto you the second half of this program. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and let God go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. God bless you. Bye for now. The prayer line requests are now open. You are welcome to call in and make known your prayer request.
Thank you. My God. Yeah. Thank you.